旧约圣经以西结书第三章。
Let's turn to the Bible, the book of Ezekiel in the Old Testament, chapter
3. 以西结书第三章第十六节、十七节。
Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 16 and 17.
那过了七日，耶和华的话临到我说：“人子啊，我立你做以色列家守望的人，所以你要听我口中的话，替我警戒他们。”
Verse 16. At the end of the 7 days, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, I have appointed you a watchman to the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, warn them from me.
我们低头一起祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
父啊，是的，我们时时刻刻都需要来投靠主的膀臂。
Oh Lord, truly every moment we need to rely on your strong arm.
我们时时刻刻要依靠他的大能大力，在这面前做刚强的人。
And we need to rely on his great strength and power to encourage us and strengthen us.
愿你今天这个时刻再次借你所说过的话，再次向我们说话。
Lord, once again at this time, use the words that you have already shared with us to speak to us once again.
赐给我们属天的看见，圣灵保惠师带领我们进入你话语的光中。
Let us see, and through the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, that will enter into your word once again.
现在我们更能够明白认识你话语的宝贝。
And we may be able to better know and understand your beloved one.
你祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 我们说过的以西结书，它是不但是大先知书里头的一卷，也是在被掳的时候所写的书。
We shared before that the book of Ezekiel is not only one of the books of the major prophets, but also a book written at the time of captivity.
那大先知书啊，那有五卷啊，它的篇幅啊非常的长，几乎跟摩西五经的这个篇幅差不多啊。
And the five books of the major prophets are very lengthy, almost as long as the five books of Moses.
摩西五经呢，除了这讲到律法之外呢，那么很多都是说到以色列历史，而且它那个涵盖的时间非常的长，从创世开始就到他们出埃及。
And for the books of Moses, not only does it include the law, but it also includes their history, and its period is very long from the beginning of creation to the entrance into the promised land.
但是呢，大先知书呢，几乎都是在被以色列人被掳的那段时间写的。
But these books of the major prophets were all written about the time of Israel in their captivity.
如果我们把以色列人的被掳时间从他们被亚述被掳开始啊，一直到了巴比伦的话，那么我们几乎从以赛亚书的中间啊一半啊，一直到那个但以理书啊，都是说到以色列人被掳时候的光景。
So if we begin with the captivity of the northern kingdom by Assyria to the captivity by the Babylonians, it really covers from about halfway through Isaiah, you know, through most of the other major prophets.
那么其中呢，说到历史的部分非常少，大部分都是神在说话。
And the actual portions of the text that speak of history are actually very short, and most of it is the Lord speaking. So in this short period of time, the Lord spoke many words. And the reason Israel was captured and taken into captivity was because they didn't heed God's word.
如果我们有人，你知道有一个人，你说话他不会听你的话的话，你大概不会说什么话，对不对？不会跟他讲什么话。
If you know a person that when you speak to them they won't listen to your words, you probably wouldn't say a lot to them.
但是以色列家这么样的悖逆顽梗哈，那不听神的话，但是神在那段时间说了最多的话。
But at this time when Israel was so rebellious, and refusing to listen to God's word.This was when God spoke the most to them.
真是让你看见呢，神他是蛮有慈爱、蛮有怜悯的神。
So we can see that our Lord is filled with love and patience.
那么在读这些大经这些先知书的时候呢，一面呢我们固然要看见这要读神向着以色列家所说的一些话警戒的话啊。
And so when we read these major prophets, we see that the Lord had words that he wanted to share with the people of Israel.
那么我们也要来花一些时间呢，我们要留意哈神这个为神说话做出口这些先知们这些器皿啊，神怎么样带领他们。
But we also need to examine these prophets themselves, these vessels for the Lord, and how they were brought up and prepared.
他们都是受圣灵的感动，说出神的话来的。
And they were all moved by the Holy Spirit to speak God's word.
那么神怎么带领这些先知啊？怎么样造就他们啊？那个托付他们
？How did the Lord select these men, these prophets? And prepare them, and mold them.
你知道我们的主啊，他一面他是大祭司啊，他是升入高天至尊的大祭司，他是将来要来的王。
We know our Lord is the great high priest, and he is the coming king.
那么他还是摩西所预言说是将来的那先知啊。
But he's also the promised.Prophet from Moses.
那么基督徒呢？那么我们是一面来讲，我们是君尊的祭司，哈，我们都有祭司的身份，我们将来要一同做王的。
And all of us Christians are, we need to be faithful priests, and we will one day reign with the Lord as a king.
那么在基督里的话呢，我们也有先知的职分。
But in the Lord Jesus, we also have this, responsibility as a prophet.
那么神呢也借着他的灵呢，在我们里头感动我们，让我们为他说话。
And the Lord through His Spirit would move us in our hearts to speak for Him.
一面呢，在哥林多前书第十四章，他上面说，你们一个一个的都可以起来做先知讲道，叫人得学道理，叫人得劝勉。
In 1 Corinthians 14, it says, For you can all prophesy one by one, so that all may learn and all may be exhorted.
那么我们在聚会当中，我们的不管交通组的话，我们还是有些教导，我们的那个分享组的话的时候，我们都是在先知的职分里头，我们说是圣灵的感动，然后我们交通一些组的话。
And so when we gather together to study God's word and share in fellowship, we are all...exercising this gift of prophecy to speak.
所以神怎么样这个装备这些先知，怎么样托付这些先知，对我们来讲的话也是非常重要的一件事情。
So how the Lord prepared these prophets and gave them this burden, we all need to examine this very carefully as well.
那么在以西结书第一章里的话，是神把一个属天的意象给他看。
So in Ezekiel chapter 1, he reveals this vision to Ezekiel. So he saw that the Lord was seated on his throne, and in these difficult times that the Lord was still reigning.
看见这些基督伯他的这个主要的一个这个他的功用他的目的就是要彰显的四个方面彰显基督的荣耀。
And he saw these cherubim that, and their main purpose was that in all four directions that they would share the, or show the Lord's glory.
那么在这个意象之后呢，神的灵降在他身上啊，让他能够听得懂、听得见神的话，让他的里面有力量。
And after he saw this vision, then the Holy Spirit came upon him, so that he would not only be able to understand what he heard, but have strength to share.
然后接着呢，他要把那个书卷吃下去啊，不但是他要去传神的话，他要把神的话先吃到他里头，他自己里头要有领受。
And so the next step was for him to eat that scroll, so to not only to hear God's word, but to have God's word literally in him.
那么这三样呢，都是每一个为神说话，或者是我们在主面前交通的时候，都必须要有的学习。
And so this is for all of us who speak for the Lord who share. This is a lesson that we all need to learn.
我们都需要有意象，我们都需要圣灵的充满，我们都需要做那个宝贝主的话。
We all need to have this vision, to have the Holy Spirit fill us and to treasure God's word within us.
那么当神装备了以西结之后呢, 他要以西结做什么呢?
So after the Lord prepared Ezekiel, what did he want him to do?
他呢,他说我立你做以色列家守望的人。
He says, Son of man, I have appointed you a watchman to the house of Israel.
那么他给以西结一个最主要的一个,你说使命也好,一个托付也好,就是他要做以色列家守望的。
And so the Lord gave him, you could call it a job or a burden, but he made him a watchman to the house of Israel.
那么他是那个, 他说你要听我口中的话,
it says, you have to hear the words from my mouth and warn them.
那么以西结呢, 那些装备之后呢, 他还要常常听主的话, 啊, 听到主的话之后呢, 怎么样来, 为神呢, 警戒他的百姓。
So Ezekiel had to listen for the voice of the Lord and to know what to warn the people of Israel about.
那么如果有人作恶, 啊, 他这个, 违背神啊, 这个神, 如果他不回, 这个, 做到一个地步, 神要叫他死, 啊,
If someone was in iniquity and was to the point where the Lord was condemning them to death,
那么你要警戒他, 让他悔改, 啊, 那个, 归向神啊, 免得, 这个, 啊, 灾祸临到他。
He had to warn that person to turn away from their sin and repent unless the calamity would come upon them.
那对那个, 如果是, 对艺人也是要警戒他。
And for the righteous, he had to warn them as well.
那么如果是艺人呢, 因为他做了很多的那个好善事啊, 所以他这个, 疏忽了, 他跌倒了, 你也要警戒他, 叫他不要跌倒。
That if a righteous person who is doing all these good works may stumble and fall, he had to warn them to prevent them from falling.
如果你不警戒他们的话, 他们固然, 他们要为他们担当自己的罪, 但是呢, 我要向你追讨他们的血。
And it says, if you do not warn them of their iniquity or that they would perish, I would require from you the blood that is on your hand.
哦,这实在是一个很大的一个责任重担,加在以西结身上, 要他在神的家中做守望的人,警戒人, 不要犯罪,离开神。
So this was a heavy burden that was placed on Ezekiel, to be a watchman for the house of Israel, that the children of Israel would not sin.
在我们生活当中的时候, 这个, 有很多的原因啊, 让我们失败跌倒。
In our lives, there are many reasons for us to stumble and fall.
那么在以西结书第33章的时候, 他再一次提到这个, 那个, 守望的人。
In Ezekiel 33, he once again speaks of what it means to be a watchman.
那么这个守望的人呢, 他要, 他如果看见有刀剑临到的时候呢, 他要吹角, 要警戒众民。
He says when he sees the sword coming upon the land, he has to blow the trumpet and warn the people.
那个我们生活当中啊, 这个, 刀剑常常临到我们。
In our lives, these swords and arrows often come toward us.
不但呢, 仇敌要塞我们啊, 像塞麦子一样。
And not only is the enemy wanting to sift us like wheat.
那么他呢, 像个吼叫的狮子啊, 遍地游行, 要寻找可吞吃的。
He's like a lion roaming the streets, looking for someone he can swallow.
我们呢, 一不小心呢, 就成为他口中的食物了。
And if one moment of carelessness, and then we will be a meal in his mouth.
我们一不小心呢, 我们呢, 就失败, 我们软弱跌倒了。
And if we are not careful, then we would fall into weakness and stumble and fall.
不但撒旦他在那里, 欺凌我们, 这个世界也常常成为我们的重担。
And so not only is Satan there tempting us, but the world is often a burden to us.
这世界上的风啊, 各个异教之风啊, 在那里吹来吹, 在那个, 在人心中啊, 这个搅扰人, 啊, 让我们不能够专心, 来依靠神。
And the winds of this world, especially the winds of religion, often blow and will disturb us in our hearts and 那么, allow us to not be careful.
那更重要的是我们这个人还活在肉身当中。
And especially for all of us who are still living in the flesh.
那雅各书说呢，他说有人受试，我们受试探呢，是因为我们的里面的私瘾牵引诱，私欲牵引诱惑的。
That book of James.
The book of James.
And in James it says.
是我们里面的个人的私欲哈。
That our individual soul.
Lust
in our flesh would cause us to stumble.
那么他还说呢，那个二十在三十章这三章呢，他还说呢，他说如果我使刀剑临到这一国的话。
But in Ezekiel 33 it says, the Lord says, if I cause the sword to come upon the land.
那么刀剑临到的时候呢，有的时候是神的手啊在那里击打的。
Sometimes when that sword comes upon us, it is from the Lord.
神的审判临到。
And his judgment has come.
那不管这什么样的原因哈，是因为这个仇敌的工作也好，是神审判的临到也好，守望的人都要在那里是在那个那里警醒的哈，在那里警戒的。
And so, no matter where the sword comes from, whether it's from the attack from the enemy or the judgment from the Lord, the watchman has to be alert.
什么时候软弱跌倒的时候，什么时候再一次爬起来，再一次站起来。
When someone stumbles and falls, and when someone stands back up.
那么在以西结书里头啊，他说到一件事情啊，那么我们需要来看一看的哈。
And so this book of Ezekiel mentions something that we need to carefully examine.
那在以西结书第十八章啊，第二十一节他怎么说啊
？Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 21, it says.
他说：“这恶人呢，若回头离开所做的一切罪恶。”谨守我一切的律例，行正直和合理的事，他必定存活，不致死亡。
But if the wicked man turns from all his sins, which is committed, and observes all my statutes and practices, and observes all my statutes and practices justice and righteousness, he shall surely live; he shall not die.
那他所犯的一切罪过都不被纪念，所行的义，因所行的义，他必存活。
Verse 22, all his transgressions which he has committed will not be remembered against him because of his righteousness which he has practiced. He will live.
那么二十四节他说呢，如果义人呢、啊，他转离义行而做罪孽，照着恶人所行一切可憎的事去行的话。
Verse 24, but when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness, commits iniquity, and does according to all the abominations that a wicked man does, will he live?
那么他岂能存活吗？他所行的一切义都不被纪念，他因所犯的罪所行的恶必定死亡。
All his righteous deeds which he has done will not be remembered for his treachery which he has committed and his sins which he has committed. For them he will die.
那么这件事情这是神的标准哈，我们呢常常不明白哈，我们会质疑哈。
And so this is God's standard.And which we may not understand, which we may call unfair.
我说呢，一个恶人，他做了很多的恶，对不对？他因为那个改好人，他的恶都不纪念了。
We say this evil man, he did so many evil things, but if he repented, will we just forget all of them?
那如果适用的法律都不能不容许这样子啊。
Even the law today would not accept this.
台湾有一个那个杀人犯呢，他那个是那个他这个杀了人了以后啊，就下了监了哈。
So there in Taiwan there was this murderer where after he killed someone he was put into jail.
在监狱里头呢，人家给他传福音，他信了主了。
And in jail, someone preached the gospel to him and he believed in the Lord.
那么他是个得救的人。
And so he is someone who is saved.
那法律会说，因为他信了主了，得救了，那他以前的罪一笔勾销了。
Would the law say that Because he is now saved, do we absolve him of all his previous sins?
到最后他还是被枪毙了哈。
At the end, he was still executed.
那么，那如果一个人，他向来都是好人，对不对
？And on the other hand, if we see someone who was a righteous man,
要是他不小心犯了错了，他这个就做了恶了。
And he accidentally did something wrong and committed a sin.
那固然他要为他的做恶的恶付代价。
And for his sin, you would have to pay the price.
但是呢，法官呢，总会说，因为这个人是敌词犯罪嘛，他从前做了很多好事嘛，他们悔改了嘛，所以呢，那么我就轻判一点，对不对？Many
judges would say, oh, this is their first offense, and they repented, and for all their past deeds, will judge them less harshly.
难怪这个以色列人呢，听见这个神这么说的时候，说神你不公平啊。
And so it is not the Israelites would say, look at this, these verses and say, this is not fair.
我们都会说神啊，这不公平啊,
and we would also say, Lord, this is unfair.
那神说呢，是我这个造是公平的, 你们造的才不公平。 神说他说这个第22节了哈，第 29,他说我的道岂不是公平吗？你们的道岂不是不公平吗？
And so the Lord would say, is it the ways of the Lord? Alright, the house of Israel says the way of the Lord is not right. Are my ways not right, O house of Israel? Is it not your ways that are not right?
啊，我们怎么思想这件事情呢？
So how do we understand this matter?
那我们的神呢？他是一个活在现在的神。
Our Lord is the Lord who dwells and lives in today.
那么我们的主，他的名字就是I am啊，我现是，我现在是。
And the Lord's name is I am. I am now. I'm.
我们的神不活在时间里头，实际上是他创造的，在他的神面前的永远都是现在的。
And our Lord does not dwell limited by time because He created time. So all, when He exists, He is.
他看重我们现在所事的，过于的过去所事的。
He sees what we do now more than what we've done before.
不是说我们过去所犯的罪，当那个审判台台前的时候，神都不管哈，神还是按着这个神的奖赏，也是按着我们过去所做的。
And it's not that He forgets our past sins at the time of judgment, and our reward is based on what good works that we've done. But what He sees most is what your current situation is.
那么在希伯来书第三章呢，他们那里说，他说圣灵有话说。
In Hebrews, it says, therefore the Holy Spirit says,
你们若听我的话，你们就今日哈，你们若就今日就不可硬着心。
It says, today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts.
你今日就不可硬着你的心。Today,
do not harden your hearts.
那么这句话呢，在那两章里头，他总共说了三次哈。
So in these two chapters, He said it three times.
他说呢，你们若听他的话，就不可，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，向着他发怒的日子一样。
Says today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked the Lord.
他们过去40年了，现在都不听神的话，好，那个背逆神的话。但是神要他，他都那说你今天，你今天的有没有听我的话？
And so at that time, in the past 40 years, they were refusing the Lord. So He asked today, do you hear His voice?
过去呢，曾经犯了很多的错，得罪了神，得罪了人。
In the past, you may have done many wrongs, sin against man, sin against the Lord.
那你今天呢?
But today,
你今天有没有听见我的话呢? 你今天有没有悔改呢?
Today, have you heard the voice of the Lord? Have you repented?
那么神呢,那个,我们呢,可能犯过去犯了很多的错,
For us, we may have committed many sins in the past.
那么我今天开始, 我们悔改，我回到神的面前，我们蒙他的喜悦，那么永远哈、啊、是无数个今天累积起来的。But
today, if we repent from our sins and turn toward the Lord, our future is an eternity of today's.
我们今天就应该活在神的面前。
So today, we ought to live before the Lord.
以色列人呢，就是因为不能够看，没有看见这件事情。
The Israelites, because they could not see and understand this thing.
所以呢, 他们质疑神啊, 不认识神。
And so they turned away from the Lord and did not accept him.
我们在神面前呢, 今天的光景是如何?
So for us, our condition before the Lord, what is it today?
在那个希伯来书里，他说了，他说你们今日若听他的话，好，他说你们还趁着还有今日呀，要天天要彼此相劝。
And he says in Hebrews again, it says, today, as long as it is called today, today you must hear his voice.
我们在这个我们彼此的当中啊，那么我们都是做那个守望的人。
And so for all of us here today, we all need to be watchmen.
我们在真的家中啊，我们的彼此那个要彼此要常常做守望的。
And so in God's house, we need to be watchmen for each other.
当我们 活在神的面前是今天就活在神面前的时候。
As long as we're dwelling before the Lord today, as long as it is today.
那么我们看见弟兄姊妹们在软弱当中。
If we see a brother or sister in weakness.
看见弟兄姊妹跌倒了。
We see a brother or sister stumbling and fall.
那么我们呢就应该起来哈，我们呢彼此劝勉。
We need to together encourage them.
一个做 有先知职分啊，神把先知职分赐给我们每一个人。
The Lord has given us this responsibility to be a prophet to each and every one of us.
那么我们今天呢，就当在神面前呢，常常在主面前那个彼此劝诫。
And then we often need to be before the Lord.
我想呢，我们呢，在彼此劝诫的时候呢，这不是一件容易的事情啊。
And so when we are encouraging one another, it is not an easy thing.
那么我们呢，在想说，这个如果一个恶人呢，他作恶了，对不对
？And we see if an evil man does something wrong.
那么他又活在罪恶里头啊，那么。 你要去劝解他，不是一件容易的事情。And
for us to go and rebuke them, it is not an easy thing either.
那么需要神的智慧啊。And
we need God's wisdom.
那有一次他们会觉得说，这个人呢，因为他一天到晚这个做恶事，那么做了一个到一个地步啊，那么我都没有信心可不可以跟他说话啊。
Person is doing evil to the point where I don't have I don't know if I can even go and speak to them.
那如果一个人呢，他是向来都是好人。
But if there's a person who appears to be a good person,
那么如果这个他犯的错，我们想说大概是这个有一些原因吧，我们呢就常常会替他圆解。
And it seems that they did something wrong. We may think there's got to be a reason they did this. We may try to think of an excuse for them. And we may find many, many reasons.
那么确实呢，那么真是需要神的智慧啊，做这些事情。
And so we truly need God's wisdom to do these things.
那么当那个在亚哈王的时代的时候，是在列王记上啊第22章那里还记载一件事情。
So in Judges 22, in the time of King Ahab,
那里呢，亚哈呢，他邀了一个撒法去啊，一起要去攻击列的拉摩，要把这个城夺回来。
Israel was going to try to retake the city of Ramah.
那么 那约约沙法呢，就是说我们要问问先知了哈。那么看先知们说神是不是说该去这个啊做这件事情啊。
And so the people went to the prophets and asked, should we, you know, attack the city? What should we do?
那么这个每一个先知，这个先知说好，那个先知也说好。
And so all of these prophets said yes, yes.
结果他们说，那么再找一个，还有一个先知啊，他叫米该亚来。
And so there was one other prophet, and his name was Micah.
米该亚一开始的时候还跟他说可以去，没问题。
And at first he said, yeah, you can go, there's no problem.
那么亚哈就跟他说呢，我要吩咐你几次，你才会奉耶和华的那个名说话。
And he says, I would ask you a few times, and in the Lord's name, you should speak.
那么当那个他这么说了以后呢，米开亚就说你，他就奉着耶和华名说话，耶和华的名说话了啊，说这些你们这些人呢要听啊，这个神要把这个那个以色列的王啊，把以色列人呢交在这个亚门的手里的，亚门人手里的。
And so when they asked him to speak in the name of the Lord, he said that here the people of Israel would be placed in the hands of the Ammonites. And so the king refused to listen.
那么这结果还是说上战场这个被阵亡了。
And so they still went up to the battlefield to fight.
在那个前面几章的时候呢，因为亚哈呢，这个夺了拿伯的那个园子之后呢，他在神面前悔改了。
And so in the previous chapters, since they took this priest from that house.And they repented.
那么神说，你看到这亚哈他悔改了，所以我不在他那个活的时候把这些灾降到身上。
It says, because he repented, I will not bring this calamity upon them while he lives.
但是毕竟亚哈是一个作恶的人。
And of course, this king was someone who did evil.
到最终呢，那么虽然神借了米那个米该亚呢，那个也向他说了哈，说你去这个去打仗的话，你必定死的。
And the Lord even spoke.To him, through Micah said, if you go to this battle, you will surely die.
他还是不听啊，那这之中在阵那个阵上阵亡了。
And of course, he didn't listen, and he went to the battlefield and he died.
所以当那个虽然神的话临到了啊，但那个一个恶人他要悔改，也何等不容易的事情。
And so we see here that even though the word of the Lord came to him.So this evil person, for them to repent is not easy.
那么，对于义人呢、啊、
？And for a good person.
那么一个义人，他如果他长时活在神的面前，他一下子犯罪的时候，那么他容易听到那个神别人向他说话吗？
For a good person who often dwells before the Lord, when they sin, would they hear the word of the Lord?
当大卫犯罪，这个跟别示巴那个犯了罪以后，生了孩子之后
，When David sinned with Bathsheba and they had this child，
那么神打发拿单到那里去指责他的罪。
And the Lord sent Nathan to point out his sin。
那么到刚开始的时候呢，他还不能够直接的指出他的那个错来。
And Nathan。He couldn't directly tell David of his sin.
那么他用了一个比喻啊，一个富人家跟一个穷人家那个用了羊羔的一个故事啊，先说到他面前。
He first used this story of a rich man and a poor man and this lamb to share the story with David first.
那么激起大卫里面那个良心啊，他发怒啊，他说这个义人呢、啊、是那个。就做错事哈，这个没有连续的心，他要赔还那个是四倍。
And he stirred up David's heart and his anger burned great and he says, this rich man he needs to pay restitution fourfold for what he had done.
这件事情呢是在 他们那个孩子生出来之后发生的。
And this is an event that happened after the child that was born.
也就是说，大卫犯罪了将近一年的时间呢，他都没有在神面前悔改。
Which is to say, this is almost a year after David's sin that Nathan approached him.
那么他很可能啊，因为他以前常时都是在神面前是义人，是活的面前，他可能很自傲啊，他到可能骄傲到一个地步啊，他觉得他可以掩盖他的罪。
And this was because David had lived so long before the Lord that he thought maybe he could in his pride that he could cover up this sin.
所以呢，在他约拿单去的时候呢。那么先要用个故事先激起他里面那个良心啊，再一次活到神面前的时候才能够指出他的罪来。
And so when Nathan approached David, first he had to use the story to stir up his conscience, before he pointed out his sin.
所以当那个神呢、啊、他向以西结说啊，那个赐那个说我呢立你这做以色列家守望的人。
And so when the Lord said to Ezekiel, I'm setting you to be a watchman for the house of Israel.
他说你要听我口中的话，替我警戒他。
Says you have to hear the words of my mouth and speak my words to them.
以西结做一个守望的人，他自己当然要那个注意那个观察，四围发生什么样的事情。
As a watchman, Ezekiel would have to study and look at the surrounding situation.
那么他也里面应该有很多自己话说这个地方不对，那个地方不对，他应该看得到。
In him, he would have this voice that would know, you know that's wrong and that's also wrong.
那么他很可以用他自己的判断来指责人，来劝诫人，对不对？
And he can use his own judgment to say and rebuke people, right?
但是主说呢不，他说你要听我口中的话。
But the Lord said you have to listen to the words of my mouth.
要用神的话，你来劝诫人。
And to use God's word to reproach them.
只有神才能够真正的清楚明白人里面的光景。
And only God can clearly understand the internal condition.
我们呢看呢看外事情，常常看外面的事情。
And what we see is often only the outside.
我们呢就因着外面的那个光景啊，那我们呢就凭自己的判断，我们来那个劝诫人、指责人。
If we only see the outside and we use our own judgment to rebuke someone.
那么唯有神，他清楚的明白人心中的心里面的光景。
But only God.Truly understands the heart of a person.
神把指责人的话，正确的话，先赐给以西结，以西结才能够去说。
And the Lord would first speak to Ezekiel the right words, God that speak to the truth of the matter before Ezekiel would speak.
然后说呢，是替我警戒他们。
It says, warn them for me.
这是神的工作，是神在警戒人。
This is God's work. This is God that is warning them.
以西结里面也许啊有一些易怒在前胸啊，就这件事情不对，那件事情不对啊。但是呢，他说是神说这是我在那里警戒人。
Ezekiel himself might have some opinion on the matters, you know, that this is wrong or that's wrong, but this is God that is speaking through him.
弟兄姊妹这之间呢，那个常常有一些会有一些难处啊。
Brothers and sisters, we may often encounter some difficulties.
那么因着那个彼此的得罪啊，因着难处呢，我们呢不容易在一起聚会。
And because we may sin against one another and we have this friction, it may be difficult for us to meet together.
那么要能够在主里头。能够一起在合一的灵里面聚会的话，如果犯错了，我们得罪人了，我们需要认罪，我们要悔改。
In the spirit of unity, to meet together before the Lord, if we sin against one another, we need to repent and and reconcile.
所以雅各书他说我们要彼此认罪的，要互相代求。
And so the book of James says we need to forgive one another and reconcile.
那么唯有弟兄姊妹 这之间的难处，我们道歉了，我们认认错了，我们悔改了，那么才有可能再一次的往前去。
And only once we apologize and admit our wrong before each other and reconcile can we continue forward.
难处就难在了，说我们怎么样来指出人的错来。
And the difficulty is how can we point out one another's sin.
唯有回到神的面前。
It says only by returning before the Lord.
要听主口中所说的话。
To hear the word of God.
来替我警戒他。
And to warn them for him, for the Lord.
我的弟兄，我的姊妹做错了，那么。不单是他得罪我，他更是得罪神。
If my brother or sister sin, not only did they sin against me, but they also sin against the Lord.
那么是神在指责人。
And it is God who is rebuking them.
那么要人先回到神的面前。
And need someone to first return before the Lord.
先在神面前认罪悔改，我们彼此才能够这样子在一起和睦。
And only when they repent.Before the Lord, can we reconcile?
这是这个做守望的人呢，他这所有的工作。
And so this is one of the jobs of a watchman.
那么在以西结书第四章跟第五章呢，他还说到两件事情啊，这一个是这个守望的人呢，他应该要学习的功课。
And in Ezekiel chapter 4 and 5, there are more lessons that a watchman needs to learn.
那么在第四章里的时候，他说啊，他一面呢，他要在以西结啊，他这个拿一块砖上面画一座城，耶路撒冷城。
And Ezekiel chapter 4 begins the Lord telling Ezekiel to take a brick and to draw the city of Jerusalem on it.
那个要在四面来攻击这个城。
And on four sides to lay siege to that city.
那么同时呢，他要这个向左侧卧390天，还要向右侧卧40天。
And he had to lay on one side of his body for 390 days, and on the other side of his body for 40 days.
他说一日抵一年。
He says one day would be one year.
他为什么要那个以西结这么做呢？
And why did the Lord ask Ezekiel to do this?
他说呢，要担当以色列家的罪孽和担当犹大家的罪孽。
It says to bear the iniquity of the house of Israel and to bear the iniquity of the house of Judah.
那么这个向着以色列家呢，他的向左侧卧390日，也就是以色列家呢已经活在罪恶当中390年了。
And to lay on his side for 390 days for the house of Israel, it meant that Israel had already dwelt in iniquity for 390 years.
390年是多久呢？
How long is 390 years?
那么从北国耶罗波安开始，一直到他们被掳啊，不过是208年。
From the establishment of the Northern Kingdom to when they were taken into captivity was only 208 years.
如果从扫罗开始算到他们被掳了，也不过是328年。
If you count even from Saul to the point of captivity, it's only 300.
也就是说呢，北国这些的这个。这些支派呢，他们从士师时代的时候，他们就开始背逆神，他们的那个犯罪作恶。
It is to say that these people that made up the northern tribes that they were living in iniquity of opposing the Lord for generations.
南国犹大还没有好到哪里去啊。
And Judah, the southern kingdom was not.
南国兴起了这么多的好王。
Judah had so many great kings.
你可以想得到的一些好王都在南国。
All the good kings that you can think of were from Judah.
但是他们有四十年的时间呢，他们犯罪作恶，他们那个远离神。
But they had also had 40 years of iniquity where they sinned against the Lord.
所以呢，他要以西结呢，向左侧卧390年，向右侧卧四十三百九十天，向右侧卧四十天。
And so the Lord told him to lay on his left for 390 days and on his right for 40 days.
他说呢,
and the Lord told him to do so to bear the iniquity of the house of Israel.
那么他在这个左右,这侧卧不是一个容易的事情啊,
and to lay on his side for such a long period of time.
而且他被捆绑的不能够翻身了。
And plus he was tied down, so he couldn't turn.
那么他固然他可以做一个预兆，说将来有一天这以色列人要怎么样受审判。
And so he was given this prophecy that how the people of Israel would one day be judged.
那么更重要，神要他这么做呢，是要他担当以色列家跟犹大家的罪孽。
But he was told to do this to bear the iniquity of the house of Israel.
担当呢，不是说他背负了这些人的罪。
To bear their iniquity does not mean that he took their sins upon himself.
因为呢，没有一个人能够担当任何人的罪的， 或者是承担任何人的罪的。
It is to say that no one can take another's place for their sin.
因为呢，那个诗篇49篇呢，他说呢，在那些那倚靠钱财啊，自夸有钱财的人呢，一个也不能够赎自己的弟兄。
And it says in Psalm 49 that even a rich man cannot, in their abundance of wealth, pay for redeem their brother.
因为那个赎生命的价极贵的，能够永远罢休的。
Because the ransom for a man's soul is costly, and he should cease trying forever.
那么没有人能够担当任何别人的罪。
And no one can take on another.
只有我们的主，他能够担当世人的罪。
And only the Lord can take our sins upon himself.
那么这里的担当是什么意思呢？
So what is this bear the iniquity mean here?
你知道呢，当人犯罪的时候呢，那么只要有神的生命呢，他里面一定会有感觉的。
We know that if someone sins, and as long as they have the life of the Lord within them, they will have this feeling.
他在里面呢,有大的那个重担的,
they'll have this heavy burden in them.
那么因着犯罪的缘故,一面在神面前认罪呢,一面在里面呢,非常有大的那个担子在里头。
And so before the Lord, they have sinned, they would have this heavy burden within themselves.
那么他要以西结呢, 去担当以色列家的罪呢，是要他们以西结能够感受那以色列人在罪底下的那个重担。
And so when the Lord wanted Ezekiel to bear the iniquity of the house of Israel, he wanted him to understand the burden of the sin in them.
那么当他起来责备人，做警戒啊，做守望的警戒人的时候呢？ 他不是在那里那个当做第三者，那个就谁这样的指的那个指的人说你做这个错，做那个错了。
So when Ezekiel fulfilled his job as a watchman, and to point out their sin, he would not speak as a third party observer saying, you know, you did this wrong and you did that wrong.
好像呢，他呢比别人都强，他坐在那个一个审判桌座位上，是那个审判，是所有这犯错的人。
As if he was someone that was better than them, and sitting in a place of judgment and judging the people.
那么他要以西结呢，是在那个重担底下哈，跟这个有感同身受一样的哈，在那里那个做守望的人。
He wanted him to be under that burden of that sin. To speak to them as someone who understands their condition.
那么当他在那里起来责备人的时候，指责人的时候，那么他不是在第三者。
And so when he would go to rebuke them, he is not just a third party.
那么让他自己就好像也在那个重担底下。
It's as if he himself is also under that burden.
是满怀重担的来劝诫人来。 那个警告人,
as someone who is filled with that burden to warn them of their condition.
那么在 加拉太书第六章啊，他来说啊，你们个人的重担要彼此担当啊，如此呢，便成就了基督的律法。
In Galatians chapter 6, it says you ought to bear each other's burdens. So as not to fall under the judgment of God's command.
我们都是在一个身体里头。
We are all in one body.
那么任何一个肢体犯错了，那么全身都会感觉的。
If one member of that body sins, the whole body will feel it.
如果一个指头他不小心，他是那个割了一个口子，全身都觉得痛。
If one finger is accidentally cut, then the whole body will feel the pain.
那么当你去缠裹这个指头的时候呢，那一边缠裹呢，一边呢就觉得怎么这么痛啊？
If you're trying to cover that injury, the whole body will feel, why does it hurt so much?
你不会说你的指头你怎么这么不小心啊？你怎么就那个拿个刀也不会拿？
You won't say to your finger.Look, you finger, how are you so careless? You can't even hold a knife.
你这个痛呢是应该的，活该。
That your pain is deserved. You deserve that.
你是感觉到了那个疼痛的那个光景底下呢，去缠裹那个伤痕，对不对？
Because you understand the pain, you are comforting or trying to heal that wound.
所以呢，神呢要以西结啊。他去先要起来责备人之前呢，他要先承担以色列家的罪孽。
And so, before Ezekiel can go and rebuke the house of Israel, he had to bear their iniquity to understand their burden.
以色列家所犯的那个罪孽呢，不是跟他没有关系的。
And the sin of Israel, is not apart from him.
固然呢，他身在其中，他不同意他们所做的，他恨恶他们所做的，甚至责备他们所做的。
Even though he was born among them and he didn't agree with what they're doing and he's rebuking them for what they're doing.
那么，但是呢，他得认识他是其中的一部分。
He has to understand that he is also one of them.
以色列家。整个以色列家的犯罪，所有的以色列人都在神的咒诅底下。
If members of the house of Israel sin, the whole house of Israel is under God's judgment.
我想以西结呢，他一定有这样的感觉。
I think Ezekiel definitely had this feeling.
他在神面前一定是一个敬虔的人啊，一生啊，隔遵神的律法。
Ezekiel was devout before the Lord in his entire life. He was
他一生呢，这个他讨神的喜欢。
And he spent his whole life pleasing the Lord.
但是以色列人犯罪被掳的时候
But when Israel sinned and was taken into captivity,
以西结呢是在首批被掳人当中。
Ezekiel was part of that first group of people to be taken captive.
那么他被掳不是因为他自己的罪。
And he was captured not because of his own sin.
那么是整个以色列家那个犹大家犯罪的缘故。
Because all of Israel and Judah sinned.
那么他是一个犹大家的一部分。
And because he was part of the house of Judah.
当犹大家被掳的时候，他也被掳了。
So when Judah was taken captive, he was also taken captive.
那我在想呢，这是呢一个做守望的人呢，他必须要里面的感觉。
And so I think this is the feeling that is needed for someone who is a watchman.
是的，当在那个弟兄姊妹们犯错，我犯错的时候，你要责备我；你犯错的时候，我责备你。
If other brothers and sisters sin, then I will go and rebuke them. But if I sin, they will come and rebuke me.
但是当我们在起来说这些话的时候
，When we get to just saying these words,
我们在其中是有感觉的
，and we have this feeling within us.
那么我在这弟兄姊妹，其实为什么会犯，为什么会跌倒呢？因为软弱。
And we ask, why would brothers and sisters stumble? Because they were weak.
那保罗说呢，有谁软弱，我不软弱呢？
And Paul says, who is weak where I am not weak?
那有谁跌倒，我不焦急呢？
And who stumbles that I did not first?
保罗呢，他在多方面呢，每次看到这弟兄姊妹做错的时候，这哥林多教会就犯了错的时候，他严厉的指责。
Paul is one of the first to rebuke when the church is sin.
但是他在那指责的时候，他不是里头没有感觉的。
But when he rebukes them, it's not that he doesn't have feeling with
them. 他不是那个高高在上啊，从上面是那个拿着指头啊，就指责人的、
啊。And he's not rebuking them from on high, pointing his finger at them.
他是在他们当中啊，一同担当他们的罪孽。
He is among them, bearing their sin.
当这些弟兄姊妹软弱的时候，他说我也软弱。
And he says, when these brothers are weak, I am also weak.
他说我要夸的话，就夸我那软弱的变量。
If I want to boast, I will boast of my weakness.
那么就是虽然他软，虽然他软弱。
And so even though he is weak.
那么但是呢，他神给他的职分，他必须起来指责。
But because of the burden the Lord gave to him, he had to speak up and rebuke them.
这是一个做守望者的人必须有的学习。
And this is the lesson that someone who is a watchman needs to learn.
那么第五章的时候呢，他又要他做一件事情。
In chapter Ezekiel chapter 5, the Lord asked him to do something else.
他说你要拿一把快刀啊，当作剃头刀，把你的头的头发跟胡须啊，全部都给那个剃下来。
He asked him take a sharp sword and use it as a razor on your head and your beard and shave your head and your beard.
然后呢，要把这个头发跟这个胡须的分作三份。
And he says, take your hair and your beard and split it into three portions.
那么有三分之一呢，要这用火烧了。
Just burn one third of it in the fire.
有三分之一要把它砍碎。
And one third of it to cut into pieces.
有三分之一要那个被风吹散。
And in one third, you would let it blow away in the wind.
那是说到以色列家啊，当这个城破之后啊，在那个仇敌来的时候，有三分之一的人要倒在刀剑之下。
And it's to say, when the city was finally captured, a third would die under the sword.
有三分之一的人要死在这个饥荒瘟疫当中啊。
A third would die during the events of the siege.
那有三分之一呢，要被赶到世界各地去。
And a third would be scattered to the four corners of the world.
那么这严厉的警戒，这以色列家要悔改。
And this is a warning to the house of Israel that they needed to repent.
你知道呢？当在律法书里头啊。他是不准以色列男人呢剃头的。
And we know that in the law of Israel that men should not shave their heads.
那么在利未记第十九章的人他说的这个以色列当中男子他的那个头发的周围是不可以剃的。
It says in Leviticus 19 that for men they aren't.To not allowed to trim their hair or their beard.
那胡须的周围呢，也不能够损坏，然后就这样子留到漂漂亮亮的。
And their beards couldn't be cut. They had to keep them very carefully.
那么以西结他还是个祭司。
And Ezekiel he himself was a priest.
那么利未记二十章的时候呢，他还说呢，祭司呢。不但是他祭司呢，头上任何一块都不可以过光秃的。
And it says for priests, not a single portion of their hair could be shaved or cut.
那么那个不单是说不能够整个头啊，任何一块秃地方秃都不行的。
Not to speak of the whole head, not even a single part should be bald.
如果呢那个损坏了他们的头发或者胡须，那是觉得非常羞耻的事情。
And if their hair or their beard is shaved or damaged, it is very shameful to them.
当大卫啊，把那个差遣那个使者啊，去亚门人那里啊，这个安慰哈嫩啊。
So when David sent messengers to Ammon to comfort the new king, Hanun.
他父亲刚刚死嘛，刚刚过去。
His father had just died.
那么哈嫩臣仆说，他们来呀、啊、是要窥探之地的。
And Hanun's advisors told him that these are not just comforters, they're spies.
那哈嫩就把这是胡须的剃了一半，把他衣服这个也一半割去哈。
And so Hanun had half of their beards shaved and half of their clothes.
就打发他们回去了。
And sent them home.
那么大卫说：“你们留在这个这耶利哥啊，等你胡须长起来再回来。”
And David told these messengers, you know, stay here in Jericho until your beards grow back.
因为他们都是甚觉羞耻啊。
Because they were ashamed.
那么在以色列当中啊，这个 不一般的以色列人，那么跟着祭司更是这样子哈，那个胡须剃了一半都觉得非常的羞耻的事。
And so for the Israelites, not to speak even of the priests, that to have half their beards was cut was such a shame.
那么神要以西结呢，不单是割了一点啊，他把整个头发割了，这头光了，把胡须完全的都那个刮下来。
And so for Ezekiel, the Lord told him, it's not just to trim his beard or his hair, but to shave his head and his beard entirely.
那么他是要他拿一把快刀啊，就是这个打仗用的那个刀啊，当做刮胡刀来剃头啊。And
he was to take a sharp sword, a sword that's used for battle, to use it as a barber's razor.
不知道是要他自己刮呢，还是要别人帮他刮了哈。反正呢，那刮完呢，一定是满头啊，这个像狗啃过一样的，非常难看的。
And I'm not sure if he was to shave it himself or have someone help him, but to use such an implement to shave, it would leave a mess.
那么当那个以西结做这件事情的时候，
And so when Ezekiel did this,
那么他一定是受到周围人许多的耻笑，对不对？
He must have been ridiculed by those around him.
怎么变成这个样子啊？
Why would you do this to yourself?
那他自己呢，也觉得也是非常的难看的，难过的。
And he himself would feel ashamed and of his appearance.
很稀奇啊！以西结这时候他没有跟神这个辩解，因为前面呢，他跟神说这个神要他用人粪烤东西啊，他不肯啊，那个神叫用牛粪，然后用牛粪啊。那么这次呢，那个他很稀奇，他没有跟神在那里讨价还价啊。So
in the previous chapter, right before this, when the Lord asked him to bake some bread over human dung, he opposed it, but he didn't have anything to say to the Lord about this, about shaving his head. And so he went and followed the Lord.
那么在这段时间的话，我想那个他里面呢一定是非常的难堪的啊。And
I think in him he found this to be very, very difficult.
那么他要做这件事情，他必须要学一件事情。
In order for him to do this, he had to learn something.
他必须要把自己完全放下来。
He had to put himself aside entirely.
那么他等于是要完全破碎自己。
He had to fully break himself.
神要他作为一个守望的人去警戒以色列家。
The Lord wanted Ezekiel to be a watchman to warn the house of Israel.
一面呢，要他在警戒的时候呢，他担当他们的一切的难处。
On one hand, he wanted him to bear the iniquity of the house of Israel.
一面呢，要他学习破碎自己。
On the other hand, he wanted to learn to break himself.
那么很多时候呢，我们呢，读主的话，我们也有一些主的话。
When we read God's word, we also may received some of God's word.
我们也似乎也知道怎么样用主的话，我们来彼此劝勉，彼此安慰，那个彼此劝诫。We
may know how to use some of God's word to encourage one another, to comfort one another, to warn each other.
但是很多时候呢，那么神给我们的话到了我们里头的时候呢，会走样。Sometimes
when we receive God's word within ourselves, it would wander.
Tortured,
it might
become twisted within us. When
we receive God's word, we may use some of our own understanding, our own self, and it would change what God has said.
我们很难呢，在一个非常客观的那个的立场上啊，来看那个别的错处，来看自己的错处。It
is very difficult for ourselves to see our own sins and our own faults.
唯有借着在主面前的破碎。Only
by being broken before the Lord.
把自己完全摆下来。To
put ourselves entirely down.
不在乎别人怎么看我们。
And to ignore what other people may consider.
也许我说的这些话会得罪人，会失去很多好处。
Maybe what I say to these people may hurt them or be uncomfortable.
也许我说的这些话反而受人的轻视。
We may say these things and may be ridiculed by others.
那就是神要我们学习的是先把自己摆下来。
What Lord wants us to learn is to first put ourselves aside.
唯有一个破碎的器皿呢，才能够在神手中成为他的工具。
And only this broken vessel can be useful in the Lord's hand.
唯有一个不受任何拦阻的那个井啊，被破碎的井呢，才能够忠实的听见神的话，借着神的话替神警戒人。
And only this broken vessel can be completely transparent for the Lord's use as a watchman, to receive God's word and to pass it on as a warning.
再说呢，我们呢在聚会当中的，特别是这个我们在这聚会当中啊，这个大部分在一起聚会的时候都是交通主的话， 对不对？
And whenever we gather together, most of the time it is to share God's word.
那么在交通主的话的时候，我们第一件做的事情，我们就是祷告，求圣灵把话赐给我们。
And when we gather, the first thing we do is we pray and we ask the Lord to send the Holy Spirit to give His word to us.
那么这句，这章的那个圣经，这段圣经它的意思是什么？
And this portion of the Bible, these verses, what do they mean?
那么我们是在圣灵的感动底下，我们交通主的话。
And under the moving of the Holy Spirit, we are sharing God's word.
我们都在做先知的指示。We
are all doing the work of a prophet.
那么都是在圣灵感动的底下呢，我们呢彼此供应，彼此扶持。
And under the moving of the Holy Spirit, we are serving each other.
所以呢，在旧约里面呢，这些先知们他们所有的经历啊。
And so in the Old Testament, the experience of these prophets.
那么也要成为我们的经历。Ought
to be our experience as well.
不单是他们所说的话，我们要注意听，但警戒以色列人的话，那个将来的盼望，我们要花时间读。Not
only their words, the eventual judgment on the house of Israel, we have to study them and consider them.
神怎么样带领这些先知们，在怎么样装备他们，怎么样把那个负担托付他们，也是我们需要学习的。
And how the Lord prepared these men to be prophets, how He led them and prepared them, we ought to study that as well.
借着神兴起多人起来交通主的话，神的家一天比一天丰富。
May the Lord's house be built up more and more through the work of His servant.
我们更能够认识他的心意，走到他的道路中。
That we may know more of His will and walk in His ways. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
父，我们感谢赞美你。And
Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
因为你在古时曾借着众先知多次多方小预言主。Because
in the old days, you used your prophets in many ways and many times to speak to the forefathers.
那么就是今日你借着儿子人小预我们。And
but today, you use your son to speak to us.
你更把你的话 摆在你的众子当中。And
you've placed your word amongst your children.
借着你的众子们起来来传讲你的心意。That
your children would rise up and speak of your will.
但愿儿女们都能够在你的手中被主所造作。May
all of your children be molded in your hand.
能够学习怎么样来交通主的话。
To learn how to share God's word.
怎么样把你的心意带在百姓当中?
To learn how to place your will amongst the people.
让我们能够常常能够彼此劝诫。
May we be watchmen for each other.
免得我们得罪你，免得我们远离你。
Lest we sin against you and fall away from you.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.